え
い、レディオの時間、
えい、
せーの、レディオの時間。
Good morning. You're listening to Radio Japan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Bianca.
I'm Chika. So, how was your summer? Did you enjoy sunshine?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of sunshine, but I mostly stayed indoors, unfortunately. Oh. But when I went outdoors, I went to parks and beaches, but other times I was working.
Oh, okay.
And how about you, Chika?
I went to a couple of music festivals, and I did barbecue, and I went to Vegas too. But summer is over, right? And how do you enjoy your September since you feel cold?
You mean like, oh, like okay, well, I mean, since September is, you know, getting colder.
Yes, and so many raining.
Right? Yeah, it's going to start raining soon. Yeah. So I like to stay indoors and, you know, eat.
eat and
watch movies.
Oh, okay.
By the way, have you heard of VIFF or VIFF?
Is it like Vancouver International Film Festival?
How did you know?
So yeah, I heard some Japanese movies has invited to like VIFF this year.
Yeah, that's right. They have it every year though, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I looked through a few of the movies on the website. Mm-hmm. Which movies are you interested in?
I'm interested in like Princess of Kaguya from Studio Ghibli.
Studio Ghibli? Wow. Oh, that's the famous like animation studio in Japan, right?
Yes. There has a lot of like animation stuff.
Okay. Well, story-wise, what is it about?
Oh, the Princess of Kaguya?
Mm-hmm.
So the story is really old, old fairy tale story. And it's a story made by 10th century.
In the 10th century? So that's like 1,000, 2,000 years ago? How many years ago? No, not 2,000 years ago, but...
Actually, 1,000 years ago?
1,000 years ago, okay.
And I think it's the oldest fairy tale. And do you wanna know about the story?
Sure. I mean, I'm falling asleep, so just tell me the story, so I'll fall asleep. No, I'm just kidding. We just started our show. We can't fall asleep. But
no.
But you know, go on.
Okay. So one day, old woodcutter found a shining bamboo.
A shining bamboo. Okay, bamboo shine. Well, I mean, this is a fairy tale after all. Anything can happen. Okay, keep going.
And baby in the shining bamboo.
This is even more bizarre. Baby in the shining
bamboo. It's really famous.
Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, keep going.
And then he and his wife decided to take care of the baby.
Why does he and his wife not like try to destroy it or something? Because, you know, it's a baby in a shining bamboo. It might be like, you know, a plague or like a demon, right? Why did he decide to take care of it? Okay, fine, keep going. It's a fairy tale after all. Okay, go on.
And the baby became a beautiful girl.
Wow.
No, sorry. No, okay.
And then?
Have to be serious, okay.
You can be serious, I don't have to be. Anyways, okay, yeah.
And the parents wants her to get Molly with a prince.
Why a prince?
Because they have money.
Oh, because, oh, so if you like marry a prince, you become a princess and you get money.
Yes.
Therefore, yeah, you know, hence the name, Princess Kaguya.
Yes.
Okay.
And they moved to city. Mm-hmm. But however, Princess of Kaguya didn't want to be a princess because she didn't like urban style, like city life. This one.
Okay, so what happened to her then? Is it like a sad ending or a happy ending?
Yeah, I think it's sad story. And then finally she had to go back to moon.
So a shining bamboo, a baby in a shining bamboo, grows up to want to be a princess. And then she goes back to the moon? Wow. What is this, like, well, are all Japanese fairy tales like that? Or is this like, you know, just weird? But I mean, like, you know... the idea of going back to the moon, you know,
yeah.
She sounds like some sort of alien.
Yes, and the like moon has a lot of like possibility.
Oh, like what kind of possibilities?
And life, like alien or like similar to human or something like that.
Oh, you mean like how the moon is very like similar to the Earth in a sense?
I think so.
Well, I mean,
maybe in the past people used to be thinking this way.
Okay. Well, maybe in the olden times, think about it. Where else can the girl go? She can't go back to outer space. They don't have the idea of outer space yet. So it has to be the moon or the stars, but maybe the moon. Okay. So, so the movie is going to be shown at VIFF.
Yes.
Okay, and it's by Studio Ghibli.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about, we're going to show the song
mm-hmm.
for the movie. It's called Memory of Life, and it's by Kazumi Nikaido. So that was Memory of Life by Kazumi Nikaido. So, Chika,
yep.
Are there any other movies that caught your eye?
I'm also interested in Vancouver Asahi, which is a baseball team movie.
Oh, I thought you meant the beer or the Asahi Shimbun one.
You know.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I didn't know. Okay, so it's about baseball.
Yes, and about the second generation Japanese immigrants.
Oh,
Vancouver.
So that means that the parents came to Vancouver mm-hmm. and then it's about the kids of those parents. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
And then they made a Japanese baseball team, and they used to play in Vancouver. And but that time there are lots of obstacles.
Obstacles. Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot of challenges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it like? I mean, most Japanese movies end with like a happy ending. Was this a happy ending too?
No, it's a sad story.
Oh no, why?
And they was not able to play baseball after World War II.
Oh, I see. So they all got like separated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And never play baseball, so sad.
I see. Like, baseball is a pretty popular sport in Japan though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the sport. So like if, you know, Canada, if hockey was like a Canadian sport, then baseball would be considered
Japanese
sports. Oh, okay,
so
okay.
That's why we have a lot of baseball story in like Japanese movie, Japanese TV show. Do you know other story?
Yes, I actually do know another one. I watched a movie called Rookies.
Oh, okay.
Rookies is like about I think it was junior high.
Yes, I think
so. School students who are like delinquents or had like some kind of problem, and then the teacher kind of gathered them together in order to like kind of to make them into better people, let's say.
Yeah, and it's a good way to.
Yeah, right. And also like so he does this by, you know, playing baseball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the end, they win and they go to like the Koshien, right?
Yes.
Koshien is
the famous and biggest one competition?
Okay.
Competition like baseball competition.
Oh, okay. So it's like this is like the peak of like baseball in Japan. So and once you get there you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This
is like every baseball boy won't really want to go there.
Koshien. Yeah. Okay, cool. Alright, so I guess it's like the Stanley Cup playoffs for us. All the hockey teams want to get into Stanley Cup playoffs. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Something.
Okay. Anyways, so the Rookies had a theme song, and it's called Haruka.
Yeah.
And Haruka means?
I think in this case, like, long distance?
Oh, it means long distance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess it has the meaning to the movie too, right? Like how the characters go through this long journey in order to become, you know, successful
journey.
Or like to learn about life even more, like all Japanese movies. They learn about something in life. Okay. And Haruka is by the group called Green. Interesting thing about this group is that they're actually dentists. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. But and they never show up in the audience.
Yeah, they never show their face. They're just really cool. But I like their logo because it's green.
Oh, like mouse?
Yeah, it's like a smiling mouth with teeth, and it's green. And recently, you know what? They actually they made green like toothbrushes with their logo on it, and I'm like,
oh,
I want to buy one.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Okay,
because they're dentists after all,
right?
They're trying to like find ways to improve dental care. So I think that's a really cool idea, like dentists who can sing and make music. That's
and
pretty cool.
Make a like teeth brush.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so enough said. This is Haruka by Green.
Yeah.
That was Haruka, song by Green. So I looked through the Vancouver International Film Festival website, and there is total 7 movies and some short film invited from Japan. And we mentioned about animation stuff and historical drama, and also there is documentary movie.
I heard the movie is called The Horses of Fukushima. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Fukushima, the place where the nuclear power plant incident happened, right?
Yes. So, do you know the story?
Not really, though, but I bet it's about horses, right?
Mm.
Okay. And so, do you want to tell me more about the story?
If you know, but...
I think, from what I read on the website, uh-huh. it said something like, the horses... They were old horses.
Okay.
They were they were going to be slaughtered, as in killed, for horse meat.
Okay.
And but because of the incident, the radiation affected the horses, so they can no longer be killed and, you know, be made into food. So the owner, what they did is that he took these horses and turned them into like performer horses.
Oh, nice.
For the like horse festival. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
But sounds like happy ending, I think.
We don't know if the ending is happy. It's a documentary.
Yeah, it's a documentary. By the way, I really love horses.
Why do you like horses?
I like to ride horseback. I love horseback riding.
Oh, have you gone? Like, have you done horseback riding before?
Yeah, in Vancouver, like Maple Ridge.
Oh, okay.
But I found one like
stable. Mm-hmm.
In front of my university.
Oh.
I should try.
Yes, I mean, there are a lot of other places here that you can go horseback riding. Yeah.
Oh, and much cheaper than Japan.
Yeah, really? Oh, wait, is it expensive to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I mean, this movie, it might be a sad movie. Maybe you shouldn't watch it. You know, the horse might die or something in the end, so you might cry.
We should check. And watch.
We should ask people who watched it and see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? We should be like, how was the movie, Horses of Fukushima? Was it good? Was it sad? If it's sad, we're not watching it.
No, we don't want to watch the, like, sad story.
Yeah.
Right?
But, I mean, I think it would be interesting to, you know, see, you know, how, you know, like, animals from a, I don't know, like, documentaries with animals are always very touching, very emotional, I feel like. Because horses have no lines, right? They don't speak. But,
no.
I know, somehow, I just, every time I watch an animal movie, I tend to cry.
Oh, yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it's a happy story.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we're going to take a short break. So, we're going to come back after these messages.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
welcome back to Radio No Chikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Chika?
Yeah?
So we were talking about Japanese movies. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite ones?
I love Studio Ghibli movies, so I love Totoro, Castle in the Sky, Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Delivery service?
Yeah, totally, delivery service.
Oh, Studio Ghibli. So we mentioned that before. It was like a the super famous animation company in Japan, and it's pretty much known worldwide as well, right?
Yes, and I heard last year a bunch of Ghibli movies showed at Vancouver.
Yeah, there was a week or I don't know how long, but it was a period of time where they showed all the Ghibli movies in the theater.
Mm.
Did you get to watch any one of them? Were you here in Vancouver, right?
Yes, last year. Yes, I did, but I didn't see any because I already seen almost all Ghibli movies.
Have you seen it in English?
No.
See, it's different. It's a different experience. But anyways, I went with a friend, and the times didn't work out for us, so in the end, I didn't get to watch any of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as a kid, I've seen some of them already, like the Totoro. I've seen Castle in the Sky, Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service, but all in Chinese. Yeah.
But you also love the Ghibli movies, right?
I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I do like watching them. Like, sometimes I don't... The storylines are really interesting. They have an interesting twist to it. That, like, I feel like as a kid, I have no idea what's happening. But as an adult, I feel like, you know, there's a deeper meaning to it when I watch it.
Even though it's Japanese, so, like, when I was younger, a little bit different meaning. But when I was, like, older, I can get more, like, deep messages from the movie.
And, like, do you still watch them?
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. So, there is a museum, a Ghibli museum in Japan. Have you been there before?
No.
But I have.
Oh, really?
Once, actually. The funny thing was, there's a funny story behind it. So, I went on exchange in Japan.
Yes.
And, the first, I think, first month or so, my friends and I decided to go to Ghibli Museum. We picked the day where there's a typhoon. Like, we bought the tickets beforehand, and then on the day off, there was a typhoon. So we're like, should we still go? In the end, we still went. We had our umbrellas. I broke 3 umbrellas that day, actually, because of the typhoon. But, so we went to the museum. We couldn't go outside much because, you know, it was really windy and rainy. And so we mostly went inside the museum. We stayed inside. But the saddest part of the trip was that we didn't go into the cafe.
Why not?
There was a long lineup,
mm-hmm.
and it was outside in the rain and the cold and all that. And we're like, no, we're not standing in this line waiting to get into the cafe.
Lineup outside?
Yeah, the lineup is outside to get into the cafe. And I was like, ah, so disappointing. Highlight of the whole trip was to go to the cafe. We didn't go. So, yeah, that was that. And afterwards, we went to yakiniku just to make ourselves feel better. But the thing is, my friends, I didn't go. My friends went the second time to the Ghibli Museum.
Try again
to hopefully get to the cafe.
Yes.
There was another typhoon. In the end, I think they said they didn't go to the cafe.
So, by the way, so typhoon is often to come to Japan, but not so much. So.
Right? They went, it was like there was at least a 7-month gap between the first time they went and the second time.
How come?
And for some reason, they just picked the day where there's a typhoon. It's so funny. It's like, they're telling us not to go into the cafe. We're never going to go into the cafe. It's so disappointing. But, I mean, I hope I get to go one time. I'll probably, you know, go in, like, I'll make sure there's no typhoon on that day.
But, you know, like, the studio ticket is hard to get, like...
Yeah, it is. We had to go, we actually pre-ordered ours at a convenience store.
Yes, like 3 days before or for at least.
We did a few weeks before, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But we were going during, I think, during when school started. So it wasn't as busy.
Okay.
Maybe?
But still hard to get ticket
is
weekday,
it?
I think.
Oh,
so
okay.
I never tried, tried to get tickets.
You're just lazy.
Yeah.
You have no heart. If you love Ghibli movies that much, you should be like,
I should go
every day just to see if there's tickets.
So. Mm-hmm. We're gonna play one music from the Ghibli animation.
Okay, which animation is this?
Is this...
yeah? It's the... Oh, you want me to say it? Okay, it's the Castle in the Sky theme song. It's actually from an album by Daichi Dance. It's like a remix of the Ghibli songs.
Okay.
And this song is actually sang in English by a singer called?
Mai.
Okay. So, sang by Mai. So this is a Castle in the Sky theme song called With You on My Back, and it's by Mai.
Here's song with you on my back, sung by Mai. And by the way, do you know Rurouni Kenshin?
No.
So I never seen the movie yet, but it's also famous film based on the animation. And the second one came out last month, I think.
Oh, so it's the second one. Oh, it's the newest one. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means there must have been a first one. Did you watch the first one?
No, never. Did you?
I actually did watch the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's first one. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was the first time I've seen, you know, this anime made mm-hmm. into live action, meaning mm-hmm. with, like, actors portraying the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the anime and the manga, they're very popular. They're very well-received.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, you know, looking forward to hoping that this movie would be good. And, you know, it did meet my expectations. It was a good movie. I really mm-hmm. enjoyed it. And, yeah, so do you know what it's about?
It's story about the samurai, right?
Yeah, it's like basically it's in like the early Meiji period, and then it's it talks about the main character. His name is Kenshin,
mm-hmm.
and he used to be an assassin, so he went around killing people.
Okay.
But then he, you know, he stopped because of a circumstance, mm-hmm. which I will not go into much detail. But he stopped killing people, and then he decided to protect people instead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why he stopped to kill somebody is the reason has a really important meaning.
Yeah, if you watch the movie, you'll know why he stopped killing people.
Okay, I should. Yeah. I should catch up with you.
Right, and they're the actors, they're so nice.
Yeah, like main character guy is famous, and other like actor and actress also really famous,
right? Yeah, it's an all-star cast because everyone has some kind of like fame in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, I haven't watched the new one yet, but the theme song for it has already come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mighty Long Fall by One OK Rock. But the thing is, I know that you say it you pronounce his name a different way, though, right?
The artist's name, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
So in Japan, we say like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So it's like as in like the time 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
that is so interesting, though. Is there so there is no proper way to say this name, or am I just saying it wrong?
I don't know. Yeah, we just say 1 o'clock this time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Here. Well, yeah. Let me just repeat myself. It's a Mighty Long Fall by yeah. One OK Rock. It's the theme song off the newest Rurouni Kenshin movie.
Suddenly
And that was Mighty Long Fall by 1OK Rock.
So here is one more movie adapted from cartoon, and it is called Death Note.
Oh, Death Note!
Do you know the movie?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all the little kids are like reading it. Well, they were reading it.
You mean cartoon?
The little kids were reading the manga and watching the anime. I've seen little kids do that.
Okay. So by the way, the movie main character, his name is Light, and he's... I can talk about a little bit more about the movie. Do you want to know about the story?
Sure, I do.
I think you already know, right?
Yeah, but I didn't particularly like this, you know, movie though. Yeah. The story, I mean, the manga and anime were pretty good, but I personally didn't like the movies. But you could, you know, explain to our listeners what the movie was about or what the whole storyline's about.
Okay. So the main character is. His name is Light, and one day he discovered a mysterious notebook. It is called Death Note, and once he writes someone's name on the book, the person dies.
How does this person die? Just like heart attack and
It depends on the situation and depends on the people, I guess, but anyway, they die.
What kind of, like, so it is a psychological thriller then?
I think so. And a little bit scary, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I know the movie is split into two parts. Mm-hmm. I watched both of them.
Okay.
But I actually watched the second one before the first, because I already know the story.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
It's not a good way to watch the movies, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I already know what's going on, and like the movie just wasn't very interesting to me. It wasn't anything new. Just, you know, how it's based on the actual storyline, so there wasn't anything new. Mm-hmm. They're just repeating the stuff again.
Yes, but I really like the main. Actually, there is two main characters in the movie, and I like both of them. So, do you like them?
I mean, I didn't know the actor who played Light before this movie, but I really liked the guy who played Light's arch enemy.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I was just going to ask you. I mean, so we talked about Death Note and we talked about Rurouni Kenshin. We have a lot of there are a lot of movies, Japanese movies that are adapted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Into, like, from anime or some cartoon, other source, into live action movies with actors, and they become, you know, great hits.
Yeah. There is, have you ever heard Azumi?
No, I actually don't know that one.
Oh, it's, main character is female, and it is also samurai movie.
Oh, it's a samurai movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also based on the famous cartoon.
Oh, okay, okay.
The really famous action movie.
Action movie, yeah. Wow. So, I mean, like, I guess the current trend would be, like, a lot of movies are actually based on novels or manga, yeah, or anime, right?
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, how a movie is, like, for example, 2 to 3 hours long, they can't possibly put everything into a movie, right?
No.
So, like, I feel like, you know, might as well just read the book,
mm-hmm,
or something, because there's so many missing parts, and mm-hmm, I feel like, if I was someone who didn't read the book or know about this plot beforehand, I would feel like I wouldn't feel like I was lost, but I would feel like, mm-hmm, there should have been more, but there's something missing. It's not very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
It's,
yeah,
difficult to pack the 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yeah, but yep. So, what song are we going to play next?
Next is here's a song by Suga Shikao, and the song is Midsummer Night's a Dream.
And that is the theme song for the Death Note movie.
Thank you. いつも夢ばかり見てる。
Here was a song by Sugashikao, A Midsummer Night's Dream. So, Bianca, what is the next theme for October?
Yeah, well, I don't know. October. Should we talk about maybe food, perhaps?
Yes. Yeah, let's talk about food. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Japanese, like, there's so many different foods in Japan, right?
Yeah,
I think we'll be able to cover a lot of them in 1 hour.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and probably throw in some, like, maybe food-type image, you know, food-type songs, you know, with food words in it or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. So October also has, like, Halloween festival, right?
Oh, yeah, Halloween.
Halloween. Do you eat some, like, pumpkin something in Canada?
Pumpkins? We do, but, mm-hmm. I mean, my family is so Chinese, mm-hmm. we don't even buy pumpkins.
Oh, really?
We don't. Like, we know what they are, we don't buy them because we're Chinese. No, because it also, like, we buy them, like, what are we going to do with it? We're not going to carve it, we're not going to make a pie out of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have this kind of culture in Japan, not so much, mm-hmm. but we, like, in the store, like cake or, like, pumpkin cake or seasonable like cake or cookie or something in Japan, I think.
Okay. So. Well, that's a preview of what we're going to talk about in October. So we're going to save that for next month. But anyways, you know, since it's almost the end of the month, mm-hmm. We're going to play a song called Kugatsu, right?
Yeah.
But it means September in Japanese.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Okay. And it is by the group called Calafina.
Your favorite.
Yay!
Artist.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
One of my
Are
favorites.
Are you excited to
Yeah,
play?
Of course. Because this version is different.
What's the difference?
It is the live version. Oh, okay. And also the Should live version that I went to hear.
Oh, did you go there?
Yeah, I did. So my friend was sitting down, like, she wasn't sitting. She was standing on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the third floor, mm-hmm. way to the side.
Did you watch very well?
No. As in, I had half the stage covered and the speaker was in my face. And I'm like, oh, okay, I paid... How much? $70 Canadian? $70
what?
Canadian. I think it was $70. I forgot how much it was. Less than 100 though.
Expensive.
I know. And then I was like, it's my first Calafina concert and half the stage is covered.
It's same place with as your friends?
My friends? What?
Like who sit on the floor?
I'm not sure actually. She didn't sit on the floor. She was standing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her price was. I didn't ask, but of course she saw everything and I didn't see how. Yeah, anyways, so yeah, I thought this song might fit the whole, you know, September month because, you know, the song title is September.
Okay.
So here is Calafina's Kugatsu, aka September. Oh, yeah, before we end the show, next show is called The Sector.
Okay.
And our next radio, or actually, our fourth Radio No Jikan show will be on
October
31st. Hey, it's on Halloween. It's on Halloween. And we just want to say have a great morning.
Sorry. Have a great morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Shika. Have a great morning.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Hello and welcome to The Sector, the radio show podcast discussing nonprofits, social justice, and activism. This is episode 2 of The Sector, and I am your host, Ethan Clow. Thank you for listening. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And as I said, episode 2 of The Sector, that means we've made it from our first week. I hope you listened to episode 1, and if you haven't, you should download the podcast and have a listen, because you may be lost. No, you won't get lost. I will go over some old concepts from episode 1, but not many. Again, it is out there for you to download. And speaking of being out there, The Sector is out there. You can follow us on Twitter at Sector Podcast. That's at Sector Podcast. As well as visit us at our website, sectorpodcast.wordpress.com. which is our temporary website. We'll have a new one in the future. And of course, we're also on Facebook, where you can like us and comment on our post. Remember, we want your listener feedback, so please do tweet us, comment, and interact with us online, especially for our upcoming segments here on The Sector. Well, we have a fantastic show on episode 2 of The Sector. Today, I'm going to be talking a bit about being a nonprofit versus being a charity. And what are the differences between being a nonprofit versus being a charity? And ultimately, what does that mean for you, the donor, and the public? So we'll dive into that issue in a little bit. Later on in the show, we have an interview with Siobhan Aspinall, who is a professional fundraiser and professor at BCIT in their nonprofit management program. So we'll get at her perspective on being a professional fundraiser. And again, what does that mean for the donor? We'll also, of course, get Siobhan's pitch of the week, which is, as everybody knows, one of our favorite segments on our brand new show, The Sector. We're also going to be introducing a new segment called Question of the Week. Now, this is fantastic. Basically, what it is, I'm going to pose a question towards the end of the show relating to the topics, or it could be something new. And then I'm going to invite your feedback, your Twitters, your comments on Facebook, your emails, everything. I want to get what you guys think about this. And the question of the week will be structured so that over the course of the following week, I'll compile everything, I'll think about it, and then we'll dive into it next episode. We'll discuss, we'll debate, we'll get really into it and see what we think about whatever question it is that I've posed. We'll invite feedback from our guests. We'll perhaps even open the phone boards in a future episode to get sort of the public opinion on this topic. And this will be an opportunity for you to discuss what matters to you in terms of nonprofits and charities, but also social justice. As we get more into the meat of that issue on The Sector, expect perhaps a bit of disagreement here and there. So we do encourage you to listen and give us your feedback, and feel free to disagree. We are certainly not above being wrong here on The Sector, and let us dive into these issues head on. But before we do that, why don't we take a quick break here on The Sector, and we'll return after this.